4. I listen to the wind, and the wind tells me what to do. The wind came up out of the southwest at 10 knots and surpassed 15 on that day when I made my first test run. By the time I tacked out of the Long Canal, the bay was a seething mass of whitecaps from the mainland clear across to the barrier beach 8 miles away. A sailboat will not sail directly into the wind. It will only sail at an acute angle to it, about 45 degrees. But I wanted to hew as closely to it as possible as I headed due south for the fishing flats, where I knew I would find the Nimrod. Far off on the horizon, I saw the glistening water tower at Saltaire, a summer community on Fire Island. It looked like a godsend, exactly the landmark I was looking for. I figured that if I aimed straight for it and held my course, regardless of the wind and waves, I would be sailing my sloop at precisely the proper angle for maximum efficiency. That's what happens when we lose our poise. Instead of paying closer heed to our immediate surroundings, we search for a fixed point way off in the distance in the vague hope that it will keep us from drowning. I sat well up on the windward deck, opposite the sail, a counterweight against the force of the wind. Each time the sloop heeled to leeward, the sail nearly touching the water, the tiller slipped out of my hand. As the boat righted herself naturally, I would seize the tiller with all my might, only to lose it when she heeled once more. I made my way across the bay, yawing like a drunkard, too scared to come off the windward deck, afraid that if I shifted my weight more toward the lee side of the boat, I would capsize. When I was about 5 miles off the mainland, I saw the stubby Nimrod anchored on the shoals with a fishing party aboard, and the captain waving at me furiously. I judged the tide was running high enough so that I could cross the sandbar without running aground. I sailed below Nimrod's stern, then headed up into the wind, leaving about 10 feet between the two hulls. It seemed a safe distance, and it would have been more than enough if I had been sailing a lightweight duck blind or a wallowing hippopotamus. But every boat I had previously owned was a bobbing cork compared with this new mistress of mine.